Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, and you know, today I'm talking about Orisha gangs and clans, right? And with the Orisha gangs and clans, I'd like to first you know, inform everybody, you know, this is not about anything negative. A matter of fact, you know, it's an effort that I'm making to see how we can get together and do things in this world that will make a difference, that will make a change, that will make things better for us as a group, and not just us alone, for other people in the world, okay? Because, you know, the Orisha are able to effect change, right? The Orisha are able to effect change, especially if we do the proper divination, rituals, and then there is strength in numbers, right? So this is where what our discussion is going to be about today. But before I get into any meat of our discussion, I'd like to read a little something for you. And this is what I found when I Googled Orisha communities, okay? I came across an ELAI, I suppose, an organization entitled the Orisha Community Development Corp, right? So it's like it says Orisha CDC. So when you see CDC, you know what you think of, right? Center for Disease Control. And in a way, this is like what I'm trying to talk about today is to basically, it would be operating in a way as the Center for Disease Control, but in a ritualistic way, in a ritualistic way where we can employ the Orishas to help us out. Right? So this is where we're going today with this talk today, Block Talk people and Facebook Live people. This is where we're going with this today. So before we start getting into any kind of discussion at all, I want to read for you what the Orisha CDC has to say about Orisha communities, right? And it's basically a write-up. It says the Orisha community, and it says, the worship of the spiritual forces, deities called Orisha, has a long and venerable history that dates back thousands of years amongst the Yoruba and southwestern Nigeria adherents. I added adherents. These religious traditions spread to the Americas, and let me enlarge it so I can read it really good, spread to the Americas with the enslavement and indentured servitude of the Yoruba during the late 18th and 19th centuries. In spite of colonialism in Africa and Americas and the Americas, faithful Orisha worshippers on both sides of the Atlantic have made great sacrifices to ensure that the spiritual traditions of their forefathers were passed on from one generation to the next for the well-being and spiritual evolution. People, you hear the kind of words they're using. Spiritual evolution of their families and communities. So it's not just basically for your family. And I can say it's not even just for the community, that it can be for the world. Because remember, you know, we got a slogan going saying, DeFi is for everyone. And while not everybody agrees with that, everybody, you know, that's another show by itself, because, you know, we got Orisha gatekeepers, you know, out there. And who feel that, you know, the Orisha are just for the dark-skinned people, for the Adulawus, you know, coined by Baba Sheyi Sotubo. And, you know, when we talk about ourselves as, you know, where we're from and the kind of people we are as dark-skinned people, we are Adulawu and, you know, Omo Odua, right? Omo Odua, and we first came to Ufe. Right? Mm-hmm. So we're here as being basically the first people on earth, and then you have people who don't deal with that. You know, they don't want anybody else other than the dark-skinned people to be knowing about Ifa. But people are, you know, Ifa is embraced all over the world. I mean, I've met but via telephone, I spoke up to some Orisha worshippers in Kuwait, of all places. Kuwait, we have people in China, Japan, all over in Asia. We have people in England, Europe, you know, in South America and North America. And definitely Ifa is spread over throughout Nigeria and other parts of Africa like Togo, Benin, Ghana. All these places, even though they slightly call them by different names, right? You know, so it's not just, you know, the Yoruba that practice Ifa, like the introduction says here. It, you know, it got spread around. So continue reading here. So they're saying that in Nigeria, these traditionally came to be known as Ifa Orisha and Essin Ibele, right? In Brazil, Candomblé. In Cuba, Lukumi or Santeria. In Trinidad, Xangô Baptist. In the Recife region of Brazil, Xangô or Tango. And within the Haitian, Voodoo Haisha. Haisha, Voodoo, religious complex, Xangô and Ugu, which is Ugun, right? So we got, you know, we got these heavy hitters, you know, all over the place, warrior spirits ready to fight and do a lot of things and effect change. Because we know in our own lives, in our personal lives, you know, we call in the Orisha for various things to remedy various malaise that we're having, and we make the proper offering, we make the proper prayers. You know, we have our Ose Ifa Day, our Ose Ogun Orisha Obatala, everybody got their day, where we do perpetuations to the Orisha. And, you know, I don't like to say worship, because we're not worshiping the Orishas, you know. We're showing the Orisha our love, and we're interacting with Orisha in a way that how we basically should be interacting with each other, with love and concern, right? Because like I said before, when it comes to all these elays spread around the world, and I say elay because, you know, that's the spiritual house, that's the center of where you get people introduced to it and everything. That's the center. Sometimes we have elays that they have different branches in different places, you know. And this just it doesn't just include just you in your spiritual house and your people, but there are other spiritual houses, other people, and we all basically do the same thing, but we're so very separated. Okay? So here now, continue to read. And we're reading from the document, the Orisha Community, posted by the Orisha Community Development Corporation, Professional Skills Community Interest. Interesting, they have such a beautiful logo, and everything is just beautiful. And, you know, they have this website up, and it's nice, it's nice. And, you know, it's, they have a picture on here of the sacred drums. They're playing bata, the sacred drums of the Orisha. You know, some people gathered around and everything looking on, and some people look like they're having a good time. So they're saying that in the United States, Orisha worship was established over 50 years ago. That's 50 years from the thousands and thousands of years, okay? So we were established 50 years ago with the meeting of Latinos and African Americans in Harlem. And they're talking about probably one of the, some of the first Ilays in North America, okay? Aside from Cuba, of course. And the Caribbean and the rest of the place. In North America, so they met in New York, right? Since then, the religion has established roots in virtually all the states, with the largest concentrations of adherents in New York City, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Southern Florida, for Miami, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and New Orleans. Okay? Then they go on to say the religion's most common units of worship. And, you know, I don't say worship, you know, because we have so many people that they're not part of an Ilay. They're not initiated, but they love Orisha too. We have so many adherents, and I call them adherents. You know, there's some people call them Alejo, you know, whatever, neophytes and all of this type of thing. But so we have so many, they're saying that the religion's most common unit of worship is that of an Ocha house or an Ilay. That is true. That is true, right? Which is headed by a priestess or priest known as an Ialosha or a Babalosha, mother, father, caretaker of the Orisha. Also, of course, I'm not really separating Ifa from Orisha because Ifa deals with Orisha. So everybody, you know, just, you know, if you don't hear me mention Ifa too much, it's because Ifa still deal with Orisha. It's like common knowledge, right? And they go on to say, so you have the Babalosha, the mother, father, and caretakers of the Orisha, and it's compromised of that priest or priestess's godchildren and grand godchildren, which is like Omos, in, you know, if you would say in Yoruba, that's Omo, right? And then another unit of organization within the community is the Orisha Egg Base. You know, there's these societies dedicated to the secrets of a particular Orisha, right? You know, like Egbe Oshun, Egbe Ogun, Egbe Shango, blah, 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 Egbe Obatala, blah, 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 blah. And they have those in Nigeria too, amongst the Orisha adherents in Nigeria. So we got spiritual leadership is based on how many years one has been initiated into the mysteries of Orisha. Okay, you know, some people will argue about that, but, you know, you should gain some knowledge and have access or rights by receipt, right? Like sanction. Like the right is passed down to you from others, right? Okay? So you know that you can't just jump up one day, an LA person, and say, oh, I'm going to form an LA. I'm going to be, you know, the head of the LA. And you and they have one initiation yet to none Orisha, to no Orisha. I mean, there are people that do that. You know, they're out there. They do that because, you know, they feel like nobody else has to give them authority. But, you know, it's just like, what? Did you bring yourself into the world or were you born from parents? You know what I mean? Okay? So this is one of the pillars of the community's social hierarchy. That's what the group is saying, is Orisha CDC, and is commonly based on authority. Okay? Just like I just said, you know, you have to be sanctioned, you have to receive something. And I give the very simple analogy. If I come to you looking for Orisha and you don't have the Orisha, what the hell can you do for me? Nothing. You cannot give me what you don't have. That's the basic rule. That's the most basic of rules. You come to me, you're thirsty, you want some water, and I don't have any water. Well, I happen to have water, but don't have any water. How am I going to give you some water if I don't have it? What, I will drop saliva out of my mouth and let you drink that? Okay, people? So you know that. So when you start thinking you can do something, you know, get the real deal. You know, get the real deal. Because even the Orishas, the way how the Orisha work, everything is meticulously done. You know, you do things up a little, like a little science project, and you got it going. You say you add some water, you pour the omitutu, you make the prayers, you start the mojuba, you start the kinka mache, okay? You start the, you know, the kosi, this, blah, blah, blah. You start the ire, blah, blah, blah. You understand me? And you have to do these things, you know? You sing particular songs, you do the particular this, that, you make this gesture, that gesture, blah, blah, blah. You got, there is, everything is very meticulous. And each of the spiritual houses, right, they know that the head person is the person who you would look to follow their example. And even though people do things slightly different, the main thing is when you bring your Ori in to handle everything, okay? If your Ori is adverse, then you would do adverse. But if your Ori is connected, then everybody would be doing the same thing and you would get the same result. If you know that you do a certain thing this way and it works for you, why are you going to just try anything? No. Okay? So we don't work like that. So basically now, they're saying, although formal leadership of the community as a whole is minimal, okay? Yeah, the formal leadership is minimal, okay? There are respected and influential figures that provide direction and guidance. Now, one of those, I'd like to interject here, one of those influential leadership components basically was formed, I don't know the exact year, when the International Council for Ifa Religion actually started. I mean, that's something we can Google and find out, but, you know, I don't know right now to say offhand, but I've known about it for like 30-something years, right? I've been around, you know, from 80-something, I know about the ICIR, right? And in the very beginning, I know that everybody was, you know, any established ELA, you would look towards the ICIR for the reading of the year. Especially, they would bring out the reading of the year from IFA, which are the guidelines that everybody would follow, and with the proper ebos, prayers, rituals, whatever needs to be done based on what came out from the ICIR. And then, you know, some years back, there was a little bit of topsy-turvy turmoil going on, and the ICIR split into two factions, right? So then there started two different readings, and around the same time, many ELAs that got established, and the ICIR had started even a progressive effort to get the people in the diaspora to form ELAs and probably come under the banner of the now president of the ICIR, that's short for International Council for Ifa Religion, Solagbade Popola, right? So that was going, right? Which is, you know, I commend, Baba Popola for all the effort that he's made and everything. But that still does not unify Ifa in the way that Ifa and Orisha can be unified, right? It doesn't unify it, because when it comes to doing rituals and ceremonies and things, it's not done on a global scale as when the reading of the year is done. You know, the focus is not on individual problems that we face in this world, right? Okay, that can make our life, or is making our life, not as affluent or not as great as it could be, right? Okay, so y'all with me, right? Y'all with me. All right, stay with me. All right, stay with me, people. And then the last thing they're saying is there is a lack of formal institutions, right? And, you know, we know that, you know, aside from, Nigeria, there are many graduates, that came under the tutelage of Professor Wande Abimbola, right? And so we have these graduates, and, you know, they, you know, but here in the diaspora, I know some other people started, I forgot the name of it, Ifa, something named Ifa University, you know, and, you know, different things. So there are individuals, you know, that have different programs, but it's not widespread and very well known and very well connected. So we're all of these people scattered all around the world, you know, you got like how many hundreds of patches in this place, how many hundreds of patches, and I mean ELAs in that place, and all of this. And, you know, so they're saying because of this, right, because of this, it says there's a lack of institutions and bodies empowered to develop and implement a social agenda. Okay? A social agenda. Like, you know, effecting change socially, right? Okay? Not a social agenda conspiracy, but but, you know how to say conspiracy agendas, conspiracy theory, whatever. You know? So social agenda or a tangible economic base for empowering Orisha communities locally or internationally. Consequently, unlike other more institutionalized communities, the Orisha community has no community-owned facilities. You know, aside from, you know, some people go and they incorporate their ELAs, you know, whether it's on a 501c3, you know, things like that, you know. And, you know, I have a wish, you know, I want to just build some Orisha shrines that anybody can go to Orisha shrine. You know what I mean? you know. I pray I'm able to accomplish that. You know, anybody can go make an offering, put make a prayer, you know, if they want to put a donation, they can, you know, just so they can go and meet the Orisha. Just like how we have, when the people have in Nigeria, in Oshogbo, when they go and have the Oshun Festival, and, you know, thousands and thousands of people go there to, you know, to make offerings and things like that. So they're saying that there are no formal places of worship, but within the Ilays, I know a lot of people have temples and different type of things that they call them, you know, like in, you know, the one I built in Togo, it's called Agbede We, and We basically, We basically means temple. So it's Agbede temple, like temple of life, right? Okay. So at Agbede We and all these other places, you know, they do their little community things, things with the community. The government is involved. This is in Togo. The government is involved, you know, even though in Togo they call Orisha Budun, but these divinities are all basically the same, a lot of them, and called by different names. And it's because of how the people are. But that does not mean that we don't do the same thing with these divinities, okay? We do rituals, we do offerings, we do prayers, we do sacrifices. We do them, everybody, okay? I don't know any lay that don't do rituals. I mean, I've heard some that, you know, they don't do the animal, you know, offerings. They don't do the animal sacrifices or anything because they're like, you know, bloodless Ilays, you know, I don't know how is that, but you know, when the big boys want to effect change, they go and they start a war and kill actual people, right? Right? That's what they do, okay? So, you know, and that's not, I think I did an episode entitled, like, different types of ashe, right? And blood is number one. Blood is number one, numero uno, okay? Because if you ain't got no blood, guess what? You ain't working, you dead, right? Okay? So we're talking today, you know, and our topic is entitled, Orisha Ilays, Are They Just Gangs and Clans? Now, I don't want to get into the negative aspect, but I want to briefly mention things. You know, a lot of people that have Orisha and that have titles or high positions in Orisha and Ifa worship, you know, they got like chips on their shoulders, you know? And if a lay person or somebody that is, they feel is beneath them in rank, even just in rank, it's very difficult for them to sit down and even listen to what you're saying in terms of your own ashe, your own personal ashe. Because, you know, if I made that to me very clear that everybody got a little bit, all of the Mare gives to everybody some ashe. You didn't come here with no ashe. Okay? Okay, that energy, that vital energy of creativity. That is why we have an Ori, right? Why we have Ori? Because we have Ashe. What is our Ashe? I'm going to repeat it. What is our Ashe? Our Ashe came because we were the only Orisha. Mind, I'm saying we were the only Orisha to break the calabash of existence of creative speech. Meaning, well, we just say something and it is. Okay? We say something and it is. Okay? We say we want something and it is. We want some water. Boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. I just took a sip. And it is, right? Okay? And this is our charge as human beings, right? So we have too much resistance going on with the different people in the Ile. Sometimes you reach out, you say, oh, respected Baba, respected Iya, I would like to speak to you about something. And next thing you know, you don't get a call back. You don't get an answer, you know, and it's very sad. So I'm thinking, right, because, you know, that's my ori, you know, I'm thinking. And, you know, we don't even support each other as much as we can. We don't support each other because we say, oh, I'm from Daddy Lee. I have a good, you know, I like to tell you our stories because my stories are be the truth from my eyes, right? Because somebody else might tell it a different way. But on Facebook, we have many groups. Ooh, a lot of the groups too are Ifa, Orisha groups. Some are just Orisha groups. Some are just, you know, all female groups. Some are just all male groups, blah, 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 when it comes to do with Orisha and Ifa, right? Anyway, I'm a member of like a few groups, and I went into this one particular group, and they were having a crisis. And the Baba of the group decided to reach out and ask for prayers and whatever from the group members. So I went with my fast self, and I have, you know, when you see me start talking in my Caribbean accent, in my Virgin Islands accent, that's when you know I'm telling the story correctly. So I went with my fast self, right, and started giving some advice, you know, in the group about how, you know, what we could do, right? Someone took offense and started basically disrespecting me inside of the group and assuming that they thought I was there to take over something. I'm like, what the hell, I can take over? I'm just, you know, all I can do is offer my prayers and whatever rituals I can do. That's it. I'm not trying to take over anything. You know, everybody got their part to play. Anyway, it resulted in me just saying, you know what, let me back up from the group. I don't want to be to a place where somebody's going to be trying to insult me when I'm trying to help. And I just had to say, hands up, red flag, I am not the enemy. And this was a serious thing where somebody in our, was somebody who was advocating, okay, in Brazil on behalf of the Orisha community and the way how they've dealt their adversely, you know, even the communities adversely with the Orisha people in Brazil. You know, don't think all of that. You know, you see the fanfare, the carnival, that's another story. They like dressing up like, oh yeah, this is Shago, this is Oshun, da 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 da, no clothes on and whatnot. Yeah, but that's not the Orisha community. That's the people, okay, trying to showcase and enjoy themselves for the moment. So they persecute them, and one somebody got killed or was found dead. The same person that was advocating, okay? And with things like that, so you calling for community prayers and ebos, you know, of course you want to put your ashe and help, because when we start sending out certain vibrations, the universe hears, the more of it, the universe hears, so now you know the universe hearing a bunch of bad things because people don't want to come together and use their ashe to effect change. Okay? So, you see, that's why we're talking about this topic, and that's why I am calling the, you know, I'm pointing out that I use the gangs and clans scenario to talk about this topic, because, you know, there's, you know, even you might have had anyone, it could happen to anyone, you might have had a disagreement with somebody else who is in the Orisha community. Now, trust me, I know, because people have had this, I ain't even going to say I had disagreements with them. They had disagreements with me, okay? But often when it comes to the whole, meaning you can benefit, you know, I have the saying, your enemy can do you good and your enemy can do you bad. So when it comes to the whole, I would like, okay, truth, let me drop my weapons, bum, okay, how can I do this? Because when you look around, we have greater enemies than ourselves, okay? I just put a post on my page, Yaofe Melba Farrell. I just put a post on my page on Facebook where a young man is basically calling the Orisha demons and calling down the blood of Jesus on the people, talking about, you know, we are devil worshipers. You see? So, and I'm not talking about getting out there and doing what is called evangelism or Orishalism, you know, to get people to understand what we're doing. Okay? I'm calling on us to come together to effect change generally, okay, through prayers, rituals, and different things that we do, the things that we all do them. So if I say, okay, say tomorrow I want to have a prayer mass, right, for unity of our Orisha community worldwide, and I set it up. I say, okay, sync your clock, sync your times wherever you are in the world, and at 12 noon, just even for 5 minutes, we're gonna set up some prayers for unity among us. Do you think that is not going to have an effect? The more people join in that, what is 5 minutes of your time? Okay? No. Say you want to now do something significant, like help another Elay that is in distress, and you say, oh, can you put $5? This is where it gets even more worse. Can you put $5, right, towards this so these people can have and, you know, fix their problem, because whatever it is, money will help. Oh my God. It's like you told them, give you $500,000, because they wouldn't even put $5. They go and spend $5 at McDonald's and buy caca to eat, you know, buy dead meat and eat it, right? That's what they do. Okay? So I'm talking about these things because, you know, we got to see the good, the bad, and the ugly of ourselves. And also at the same time, we see ourselves the capabilities that we have as a people together. Okay? We have other people calling us demons. And even when we affect change that benefit them, they still call us demons. It's not even about them calling, they could call us demons for however long they want. It's about making effective change, okay, that benefits everybody, okay? And we have a lot of big problems, people. We have a lot of big problems, okay? Because a lot of people talk about, for example, the amounts of money they have to do to get a ritual done, the amounts of money they have to pay to get initiated in whether this system or that system. And that's what, and this is not to say that even your earnest prayer, okay, and I'm talking about the people that are not initiated, but they love Orisha, they adhere to Orisha way of life and practices, and they're not initiated because probably they don't have the money to get initiated yet, or they, you know, I'm talking about people like that too. I'm not just talking about only the people that are initiated. Okay? You say, okay, let's pray for this, right? Let's send this vibe out, and I don't want to call it prayer because it's not like we're begging. It's like we're basically commanding the forces to act in our favor to give us the best outcome. You know, you're talking about beg, you start to pray, you start begging, you start rubbing your hands, oh, please, oh, like wretched me. No, that's really colonially Christian. Yeah, oh, praise God, and you shut your eye. No, no, no. How are you going to see when the Orisha come and boom on you? Right? And this is what's going on with us right now. This is what's going on. All right, people. So we are listening to True Talks with Ofe Ofe, and our topic is Orisha Ilays, are they just gangs and clans, right? All right, and we're, for those of you, we're live on Facebook. And let me see my panel here. Where's my panel? Oh, my goodness. I got messages too. Orisha clans and clans, gangs and clans. You know, I'm getting tongue twisted here. Gangs and clans, right? All right, all right. And so, okay, so next. We're going to look at, and I, you know, this Orisha CDC thing really took me for a loop. And I'm like, CDC? What is the CDC saying about the Orisha? You know? You know, but that's some place to link up with. You know, like during the pandemic, right, a lot of people, were so very scared, you know, with all the restrictions and everything that we had. And a lot of people individually asked the Orisha if they should take the vaccine, right? I didn't do that because the Orisha told me point blank, don't ask what you already know. If you know yourself, I mean, why are you going to work based on fear to do something? Okay, you took the vaccine because the people, whoever told you, and that even despite all the controversy, people still took the vaccine, right? Okay, a lot of people were even coerced to take the vaccine. I mean, they had a lot of reasons, stuff going on, so people, you could win the vaccine lottery money, you know, if you go and register for the lottery, you know, they give you money, and at the same time they give you money, you take the vaccine, and then you're entered into the lottery to win the big thing, right? I'm like, oh my God, that's what they did, the people in the islands I'm from, the Virgin Islands, yeah, they had a lottery there, and blah, 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 blah. You know, somebody did get some money, not all the money, but somebody got some money and everything. And that's how they got, you know, some people to take the vaccine because of that money. I think it was $250 they were giving people, okay, to take the vaccine. Because unlike Puerto Rico, who attained almost 100% herd immunity, the Virgin Islands people were like, hell no, we're not taking that, okay? And they came up with this way to get them to take it, okay? Well, you know, I'm one of the ones that didn't take it. I'm proud I didn't take it. But a lot of relationships, even among Orisha people, went haywire, went to caca in between them and their families, their friends, their colleagues in Orisha. even the colleagues on their job, everything went upside down. And again, people died. People died. A lot of people died. Okay? A lot of people, the separation was even more frightening, you know, because just simply like that about who's vaccinated, who's not. And some of the vaccinated people are like, hey, you're not vaccinated. Don't come by my house. Don't come to my house. You're not vaccinated. Don't come. I'm going to get infected. No, you see? And the non-vaccinated people were thinking the same. They said, good, I don't want to come to your house because I don't want to get what you got, right? So all of this, you know, made a greater separation of people who were already separated by their different choices that they made, okay? The different choices. Okay? Nobody came out on a national level, okay, or international level and said, okay, IFA says, you know, nobody with authority, because after all these delays are very fragmented, okay? Imagine you have Candomblé, you know, they got thousands of delays. You got Orisha, they got like hundreds of thousands of delays. And then you got, you know, all the different places, everybody got a lay, right? But nobody came together as a group, as a nation of people to say what was the best thing to do. Now, if I tell you in the old dudes, don't put foreign substance in your body. What was that? What was the vaccine? A foreign substance. Okay? You're putting that in your body. Make it worse. People always had issues with vaccinations. People don't take the vaccination history. People look at these things, right? Okay? So we got these delays, and you know, some delays are very active, meaning where they're very public, and you know, they do a lot of public things. Some delays, they're known by their names and everything. So because anybody that initiates with them, they become, they go under their house banner or the name of their Iya or Baba, godparent, right? Iya or Baba, you know, godfather, godmother, whatever. Yeah? Okay? So you got delays that are established like that. And, you know, you try to do things with people, but somebody always have a chip on their shoulder. So the only thing I could advise people to do, if you're passionate about something and you feel your ori got a shape, right? And you want to share some of your ashe or give some of your ashe, I shouldn't say give, but exercise your ashe, right? Just simply join it. And I'm saying like that is because I don't have to live with you. I don't have to see you, right? I don't have to hear you talking, praying, or, you know, sending up your salutations or whatever. I don't have to hear none of that because guess what? We're not worried about who lives where, who is doing what, where they live and whatever. What we're worried about is effecting change and doing change, effecting change in a synchronistic manner. Where we synchronize our time, no matter where we are in the world, and dedicate our energy, our ashe, towards that one particular problem that presented itself in front of us, right? And we make our focus on that and effect change because what? We all know what? Spirit has no boundary. You could be in freaking Timbuktu, and I'm right here, and I go to Orisha and say, Orisha, cha 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 ba 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 ba. Whoever called the name, right? And Orisha will be like, okay, got you. You know? And don't let me have to tell people, don't let me have to begin to testify, because I know the Orisha are powerful. They're more powerful than we even give them credit for. I mean, we are like, you know, oh, Orisha, poor me, help me. I don't have no money. Oh, Orisha, help me. My back, I can't walk too good. Oh, Orisha, this and this and this. And like you, the only damn person in the world that have that problem. You're not the only person. You see what I mean? You're not the only person. And that is our major thing. Where, you know, I have a question up. I said, are you a member of an Elay? And where in the world are you? I'm looking for people to, this is on Facebook, on the Facebook Live. It's on the Yeah Ofeme Elba Farrell. So if you go to my page, you will see me on the live right now. And you can answer that question for me, right? Okay? You can answer that question for me, and we can, you know, we can begin to discourse about it, because it don't matter where you live at, really, but just to get form a closer bond with people, you know, to know that, listen, you're not alone in this thing. There are other people in the world that are with you on it, okay? Despite all the other things that's coming from, you know, the established religions like Christianity, Islam, and all of this type of stuff. Remember, we don't have, if you want to talk about, aside from, you know, Oshun Grove, which, you know, it, once in a lifetime, if some people would get to go to it, they'll be happy. I've never been to the Oshun Grove. And I'm a daughter of Oshun, initiated in Lukumi, Oshun Ibukule, right? Okay, I wish I could just fly there, get on the vulture and go there, right? Never been there, but that does not mean that Oshun don't rest in my spirit. You know what I mean? Okay. Okay. And we want to, you know, we want to be able to exercise our spiritual gifts that Olodumare gives to each one of us, that is called Ashe, that we can use our Ashe to bring about change, that we don't have to be enemies of anybody in our tradition, because we would be busy affecting change in the world, making change for you and me. Who is that, Michael Jackson? Make the world a better place for you and for me and for the entire human race. Right? I can't sing that well, but you know, but yeah, this is what we're about. Okay. So people, come on now, you know, raise your hand, say something, you know. And let me put on a little bit of Fela Kuti for my Block Talk people, okay? It's entitled, Don't Gag Me. Like, basically, don't tell me to shut up. You can raise your hand, press 1 if you're ready to speak to the host, and I'll try to entertain your question or comment. Ashe. All right, Block Talk, I hear you. Okay, so talk so people can understand that, you know, I'm really not begging. I'm putting an idea out there for unity, a call for unity among the Orisha people, the Utah Orisha people worldwide. Collective prayer and ritual, right? Okay? That we have these Orishas, right? Right. We have the Orishas. Fun scene here, too. Orisha community by example, right? Teach Orisha people by example, and teach Orisha people. We used to call him top participation. Teach Orisha people by participation. So we used to call them top parties, right? And you go to different places, you meet up, you invite people, you go to different places. So on meet up, meet Orisha group, and of course, these are for people in your locale, right? That's why I met the Baba. I don't know. I haven't been able to get in contact with him since so very long ago. But this Baba, he wrote a very interesting book. It's out of print now. I know people are not being able to get it. So it makes me wonder what happened to the Baba, you know, because during the COVID, a lot of people died. Oh, my God. People, you don't even know that they died. But if I find the book, I'm going to put it up for you. So you have here on meetup.com. Orisha groups near you. We have West African Orisha Tradition. It has 11 members, right? And it has Life, Destiny, and African Spirituality. That's based in Los Angeles. It has 679 members. The Orisha Ifa Washington, D.C. metro area has 440 members, and Iba Orisha Temple in Atlanta has 235. California Ifa Orisha Meetup Group, they have, and you know, it's all good to have meetup groups, you know, but when you want to affect change, I mean, celebrating the Orisha, teaching about the Orisha is one thing, but ritualistically using your ashe to send vibes out to the Orisha into the universe so the universe can hear us, right? There are not many people doing that. People are just meeting up to have a fun time. Mm-hmm. Meeting up to have a fun time. No, not exacting any rituals or anything. So we got Orisha Ifa, Honolulu, Hawaii, metro area. All right? You see what I'm talking about? So there are Ifa groups all over the place. All over the place. In Orisha, here on thing, they only have 1,289 people that are interested. Right, but they have 1,860 members that are interested in Orisha. I mean, in members, but only 1,289 people interested. Okay, I didn't, you know, I had to stop doing my meetup because of different things. I don't know why I stopped, but yeah, that's what I was doing. It was called, again, Teach Orisha People by participation, so it was called T-O-P-P, top. It was so cool. We used to go to different parks and stuff and meet up. And I met the Baba. He's an author to Alex Kakao. All right? Alex Kakao. Mm-hmm. And I forgot his Orisha name. His Orisha name. Let me see if I have his book right here. Let me see, people. You know, I sleep with books under my bed, you know what I mean? Oh, no, that's not his book. I probably put it up in my library already. Because normally I would have it right here by my bed. I think I see it. I have it on the floor. Okay, let me see if I can put it up for you Facebook people that you can see it. All right, there we go. There we go. Let me see. Are you seeing it, guys? This book right here. Okay, see? This book right here. All right. is entitled African Narratives of Orishas, Spirits, and Other Divinities, Other Deities, sorry, by Alice Kakoko, Kauko. I think you pronounce it Kakao. Yeah, Alice Kakao. Mm-hmm. And what is Alice Orisha name again? I forgot. I don't know if he's Ibaye, if he's in the ancestral world or what. But I know during the time that, you know, he was ill after publishing his book. I mean, it took him many years. He said he took 30 years of traveling and everything to actually compile this book right here. And I got, this is an autographed copy. Yeah. Let me see this one. Oh, no, because I have two copies. This one is not an autographed copy. The other one he autographed, and I bought this one. Yeah, I think I gave it to my daughter. Yeah, so, So this book here, I mean, it has been, oh, my God, narratives about, it's a real thick book. It's 963 pages, y'all, okay? But, so we did the top parties, right? We did the top parties and everything well. Everything went well, okay? Oh, wow. See, I found something from one of my top parties where we had, we were doing, introducing Oshun and Yemoja. Oshun and Yemoja. And this is what we've been doing. And, you know, I'm just thinking where things are so crucial right now in the world. Right? Things are so crucial right now in the world that, man, we got to do something, people. Because, you know, we got wars. We got rumors of war. You know, all these illnesses, new illnesses, mysterious things are happening too. I don't know what, you know, we got to do. We got to intervene. We need intervention. And we need intervention not just from, you know, those initiated priests, but from those people that love Orisha, those adherents that love Orisha very much. Okay? All right. You know? All right. Okay, Mama Sherud. How are you there? Mama Sherud, are you online with me? Okay. One count. Okay. She's in Chicago. Ashe'iya. Okay, you're in Chicago. Okay. I was almost born in Chicago. You know, my mother was pregnant in Chicago when she, but I'm the first of her children to be born in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. You know? Yeah, my mother, she moved back home to have me. And my three brothers before me, they were born in Chicago. All right, so you've been listening to True Talks with Ofeofe. I'm trying to get some interaction here, people. A hand raise or something. Okay, I'm just putting out my plea out there. When we talk about Orisha communities, you know, we have these communities all over the place. I mean, and we hardly know each other because everybody is basically, they have their little gang and their little clan over here and there and doing their thing. Okay? Okay? You know, in the form of elays or just basic groups. Some have registered temples and all of these things, you know. And every place I go is Orisha. That's all I know. Everywhere I go, there's Orisha for me. That's Orisha for me. Everywhere I go, you know. All right. Okay. So you've been listening to True Talks with Ofeofe, and nobody, I'm going to end my show early today. I'm going to end the show early today. I mean, we've only gone an hour, but, you know, I'm going to see if we can begin and do some special, if I can organize some special days to effect change and what change that we want to focus now. And anybody is free to join in and use their ashe from their ori if they believe in, or if they want to help, if they want to do their part in it. And these things would only be, like I say, it only take a little while. You know, you can do an effective prayer, okay, an effective ritual that is not going to take all day. You know what I mean? All right? So, and, you know, it could be any Orisha that you want to deal with, you know, because each of these Orishas have their own skills that we can employ particular Orishas if we wanted to or not. Right? Okay? So, I'm going to leave you guys early today because guess what? Guess what? You know, people get a little closed mouth, and you know, I can't deal with closed mouth all the time. Y'all hear my voice, right? Y'all let me talk, no interaction. Oh, boy. I don't know. Y'all just like to hear me talk. But anyway, do have a pleasant Sunday, and keep in your mind what I presented to you here today about the collective rituals, if we can do those, and what would be things that we can focus on that would be wonderful for everybody in the world, not just for us as Orisha people. Okay? All right. Love you all. Ashe and Odabo. All right, Black Talk. We're off the air now. We're going off the air. Thank you for listening. I'm going to end with Sila Kuti. No agreement. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.